Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, police in Derry are appealing for witnesses following the report of a sectarian assault on a teenage boy in the Waterside area of the city over the weekend. 36 postmasters in Donegal have been offered exit packages, with up to 15 post offices in the county expected to close as a result. A Donegal senator is accusing the government of going back on its commitment to the Greencastle Harbour as part of the Ireland 2040 plan, and it's emerged that the HSE has yet to decide on a site for a proposed primary care centre in Eugene Cunningham. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a body has been found during the search for missing student Justine Valdez. Searches were being carried out for the 24-year-old after she was seen being bundled into a car near Enniskerry in County Wicklow. From Rathmichael, Stephanie Grogan has the latest.
It's the end nobody wanted but many feared. This evening confirmation came that a body has been found in Rathmichael in South Dublin during the search for Justine Valdez. The Gardaí, the Army and the Civil Defence have all been involved in the search for the missing student, who was last seen on Saturday evening being bundled into a car in Enniskerry. Last night, Mark Hennessy, the suspect in her abduction, was shot dead by Gardaí in Cherrywood. A car the 40-year-old dad of two had been driving was seized and examined. After analysing the car's software, Gardaí focused their searches here in Rathmichael. It's about a 10-minute drive from where Justine was abducted. This woman lives nearby.
I am shocked. I really am, because I only live here. It's absolutely frightening.
Many questions are now waiting to be answered following the discovery of the body and the shooting dead of the suspect in the case. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have observed suspicious activity in the Rathmichael area from Saturday evening to Sunday evening to contact them. They say no matter how insignificant it may seem, it could help in the investigation. Stephanie Grogan in Rathmichael in Dublin.
A teenager is recovering following a sectarian assault in Derry over the weekend. Police have launched an investigation into the incident, which they have described as a vicious assault, after the 15-year-old was attacked at around 10:10 on Saturday night while walking along Ross Downey Road in the Waterside area. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Police received a report yesterday that at around 10:10 on Saturday night, a 15-year-old boy was walking along Ross Downey Road with his friends when they were stopped outside a shop by a group of approximately 30 youths. One of the males in the group, described as being 5'6" tall with brown hair and a blonde fringe, aged 16 or 17 and wearing glasses, stopped and spoke to the boy before calling over three other youths who were with him before assaulting the teenager. The victim received treatment for his injuries in hospital after receiving a number of kicks to his head, face and back, and a punch to his face. His shirt was also ripped off him. Police say the attack ended up in the middle of the road, where at some point the victim was able to get to his feet before a member of the public, who was driving a white Jeep-type vehicle, stopped and took the victim home.
Meanwhile, Waterside councillor Christopher Jackson says the area cannot be made a no-go area for anyone. He believes incidents such as this escalate as the marching season approaches.
Around this time of year, there seems to be a spike in sectarian incidents and around the Waterside. Last year, it was a concerted effort to try and raise sectarian tensions in the area, and there was young children getting attacked, schools were getting attacked, properties were getting attacked. This seems to be continuing on that same trend. The city itself has taken great strides in terms of the parading season, and there's a lot of great work ongoing on a community level. They try and build relationships, build better understanding. Attacks such as this fly in the face of all that work that's going on. We want a peaceful summer. We want the parading season to go off peacefully.
Will you and others be involved in community dialogue in the coming days and weeks in a bid to ensure that happens?
Absolutely. The community dialogue goes on an ongoing basis. I do welcome comments made on social media by unionist elected reps who have condemned this attack. No, it's in contrast to comments that were made last year denying that there was sectarian tensions within the Waterside. This is a step in the right direction, that there's elected reps within the unionist community who have acknowledged that there is a sectarian issue. That's going to be the first step in addressing this.
36 postmasters in Donegal have been offered exit packages, with up to 15 post offices in the county expected to close as a result. The Irish Postmasters Union's annual conference has taken place in Cavan, with 80% of members accepting the deal between An Post and the IPU, and 370 postmasters nationwide offered exit packages. The IPU is calling for a long-term commitment that social welfare payments will continue to be made through post offices, and is urging communities to support their local offices. Brie Gallagher of Dunfanaghy Post Office is a member of the IPU executive and was speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show earlier today.
They're all voluntary closures. 680 offices have been offered a new contract. 370 offices have been offered an exit package. But there will be no forced closures. Certainly there will be some closures, because some offices and some postmasters are actually waiting to exit the system because it doesn't pay them any longer to stay.
But even in that scenario, it would lead to shock in the local community and campaigns to try and retain the post office. Are On Post then no longer seeking other people to take over the running of certain post offices?
For those 370 offices that they offered exit package to, they will not be offering them the new contract.
And how many of those would be in Donegal, do we know?
There are 36 in Donegal that postmasters have to make up their mind, and it's quite a difficult decision for postmasters to make because they're all concerned about the communities. For the next 6 months, offices will be applying. Postmasters have a few months to make up their mind, some of them signing the new contracts, others seeking their exit package.
And can you estimate, of the 36 in Donegal, how many you would expect to sign the exit package?
I would say, I don't know, I'm only hazarding a guess,
please,
maybe 12 or 15.
A record number of blue flags have been awarded to beaches across the country. 90 of the flags, which indicate excellent water quality and safety, have been given out for 2018 by Antashka. Beaches in Kerry have received the most blue flags, with 14, followed by 13 in Donegal, retaining their award for 2018. Ian Diamond is Coastal Awards Manager for Antashka. He says that while it's all good news this year, there's always room to improve.
We had a few losses last year, but it's all good news this year on the blue flag front. We've a couple of new sites, and all the sites that were awarded last year have been awarded for 2018. All of your sites from last year were awarded. That's 12 beaches and one marina. That's Greencastle Marina. With yourselves, Kerry and Mayo, you're one of the top counties in terms of number of blue flags.
And in terms of retaining a blue flag, is there much room to improve for the likes of Donegal? Is there much to be done?
There's always room to improve. I mean, last year, Liz Fannin unfortunately lost out on water quality last year. So, I mean, there's always potential to improve on water quality for the ones that have missed out. And in terms of the ones that have been awarded, I mean, there's always the room for improvement on things like, you know, environmental education facilities. They're excellent as it is, but there's room for improvement in any county in the country, and not just Donegal.
Meanwhile, for the second year in a row, Liz Fannin Beach in Inishowen is without a blue flag, partly as a result of issues with surge services for a number of local homes. Muncrana-based councillor Rena Donaghy says efforts are being redoubled to address those issues, with a view towards having the flag restored in 2019. Councillor Donaghy says it is vital the issue is addressed for health and safety reasons also.
It's really, really important to the area. It's really important to the county. We have some issues there that need to be addressed. I've spoken to the council about them, and I want to see them addressed by next year, and that we have our blue flag back again.
It's widely regarded Liz Fannin is still a good and a safe place in which to swim, and there have been services, including lifeguards, provided there by the council. Will that continue to be the case in 2018?
Yes, that will continue to be the case, thankfully. The lifeguards will be there, and all the other services that we had throughout the other years, they'll be there as well, and that's really, really important.
In terms of the efforts to regain the blue flag, one major issue has been the provision of sewage services to a number of houses in the area. That's being discussed at council level and being discussed with the householders there as well. To your knowledge, is the council any closer to resolving that issue?
Not really, unfortunately. I have met with a representative from the houses. There's a number of houses there. There must be at least 40 houses there, and they don't have a proper road, and they don't have a proper sewage system, and that needs to be sorted. And that's one contributory effect to Liz Fannin not getting its beach this year, its blue flag on the beach. It will cost a bit of money, but this needs to be done for health and safety reasons as well, Donal.
Hospitals need to up their game in protecting patients' data, according to the Data Commissioner's Office. They've published the results of an investigation which has identified concerns in 14 different areas. They include confidential discussions between patients and staff being easily overheard, sensitive patient files being open to snooping by unauthorised staff, and medical charts being left outside rooms, meaning passersby could see them. A number of recommendations have been made to address the issues. Assistant Data Commissioner Tony Delaney says none of the 20 hospitals they looked at got a clean bill of health when it comes to data protection.
There's a lot of work to be done in the hospital system. We would conclude, I suppose, that they're far behind a lot of other, for example, service providers. They certainly need to up their game in terms of meeting the requirements of the data protection legislation. We obviously had a lot of recommendations to make, and 35 risks is quite a few. And no hospital that we looked at escaped in terms of we didn't give anybody a clean bill of health.
A Donegal senator is accusing the government of going back on its commitment to the Greencastle Harbour as part of the Ireland 2040 plan. Millions of euro has already been spent on the currently half-finished breakwater at the harbour. It was anticipated that Donegal County Council would be in a position to draw down the necessary funding to complete the work, but clarity has yet to be given by the department as to how this can be done. Senator Padraig McLaughlin believes it's a matter for the Taoiseach to ascertain who has the responsibility to release the funding.
The response is just deeply frustrating, exasperating for the people of Northeast Inishowen and further afield. I'm now going to write to the Taoiseach, asking him to sort this out once and for all and to clarify where the funding is going to come from, when it's going to start and when it's going to be completed.
But not all is lost. The funding is there. It is contained in the 2040 plan. You just need to ascertain as to how and when it can be obtained.
Well, there are concerns around the Project 2040 plan, and there are concerns about you know, all of the different projects that are committed to. I find it deeply alarming that under the Fisheries and Harbour section of that plan, there is specific reference to Greencastle Harbour, yet as soon as we put a question to the Department of Marine, who should have been consulted and involved in that commitment, their response is exactly the same as it has been for the last number of years, which is to wash their hands of responsibility, indeed in the past, to pass the buck to the Department of Environment and back and forth. So we're asking the Taoiseach now to referee on this issue, to see that his government made a commitment to this plan, to bring in Minister Michael Creed and his department officials and make sure that they honour that commitment. Because I can tell you that the people of North East Inishowen and indeed across the North West will not forget if that commitment and that promise is broken.
Sport on Highland. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for brighter days with everything you need to get active this summer.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Derry City will look to get back to winning ways this evening when they host Bray Wanderers at the Brandywell Stadium. Derry now sit fifth in the league table, 3 points behind fourth place St Patrick's Athletic and 13 points off the leaders Dundalk. Here's Derry boss Kenny Shields.
Want to bring some form back. We, you know, people talk about a crisis. We've had one bad half against Dundalk, and we've had one bad half against St Pat's, and a poor game against Bray. So, you know, these little things come in, and it can be amplified by people's thoughts and how they look at things in a negative way. We were going into the St Pat's game with a slightly negative momentum, and they were going in with a positive momentum, and that was the difference.
Seamus Coleman has said that he would like to take up a management role in the SSE Airtricity League when he hangs up his boots. The Killybegs man was speaking on the Greatest League in the World podcast and expressed that he intends to start his coach training. Coleman wants to continue playing at the highest level for as long as he can, but knows that he does want to return to Irish soil for his management career. Bohemians goalkeeper Shane Supple has been called into the Republic of Ireland squad for the friendlies with France and the USA. Manager Martin O'Neill is without Darren Randolph, Kieran Westwood and Rob Elliott for the two games. Colin Doyle started yesterday's testimonial draw with Celtic. Supple impressed O'Neill when the manager watched Bo's defeat to Dundalk on Friday. Leaders Dundalk play host to third place Waterford in one of three games tonight in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. There's a Munster derby at Markets Field with Limerick playing host to Cork City, and the other game there, of course, Derry City hosting Bray Wanderers. All three games start at 7:45. Raja Nainggolan has announced his retirement from international football after being left out of the 28-man provisional Belgian World Cup squad. Belgium head coach Roberto Martinez says he's dropped the 30-year-old for tactical reasons. There are 16 UK-based players in the Belgium 28, including uncapped Newcastle goalkeeper Mats Sells. Chelsea pair Alvaro Morata and Marcos Alonso have been left out of the Spain squad for the World Cup finals. Valencia's Rodrigo and Iago Aspas of Celta Vigo join Diego Costa as the three strikers. Spain begin their Group B campaign against Portugal in Sochi on June 15th. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says they finished their domestic season in the best possible way ahead of their upcoming Champions League final. They rounded off their top-flight campaign with a 4-0 win to finish fourth before facing Real Madrid in Kiev on Saturday. Klopp says preparations are going well in the time they have.
We could do a lot of things and we didn't have to rush it in 2-3 or to press it in 2-3 sessions. So boys could recover and we could do already a lot of good things in training today, obviously, because you were all here.
In rugby, Letterkenny native Joe Dunleavy has been named on Ireland's 28-man squad, which will travel to the World Cup in France starting at the end of this month. Dunleavy, who plays his rugby with Malone and Ulster A, will be joined by six other Ulster players: Matthew Agnew, Matthew Dalton, Aaron Hall, Tom O'Toole, James Hume and Johnny Stewart. The Irish side will get their World Cup campaign underway against the hosts on the opening day of the tournament. South Africa and Georgia are the other two teams that make up Pool C. Leinster hope to have Jonathan Sexton fit again for Saturday's Pro 14 final with the Scarlets. The out half missed Saturday's semi-final win over Munster with a calf injury. Issa Nasiwa has been given every opportunity to recover from a calf injury of his own ahead of Saturday's clash at the Aviva. But Henshaw looks like he's missing out yet again with the same knee injury sustained in the Champions Cup final win over Racing. Munster bear John Klein and Reese Marshall will both undergo surgery in the off-season. Klein requires an operation on an ankle injury, while hooker Marshall needs surgery on his shoulder. Jack O'Donoghue's hopes of making the Ireland tour to Australia look to have been dashed. The back row has been sent for a scan and will see a knee specialist after being taken off during Saturday's Pro 14 semi-final loss to Leinster. GAA News, and Tyrone will be navigating the All-Ireland qualifiers in their bid to reach Croke Park this year following their 118-116 defeat to Monaghan yesterday in the Ulster Senior Football Championship quarter-final. Monaghan, on the other hand, will meet Fermanagh in the semi-final after Rory Gallagher's side overcame Armagh on Saturday night. Donegal travel to face Derry in their Ulster quarter-final this coming Sunday, where the winners will take on Down or Antrim in the semi-final. Brendan Devaney says it was a great game between Tyrone and Monaghan and that he sees a change in Ulster football.
I thought it was a cracking game. KG for a while early on, but once it lit up, it was brilliant. And I think finally we've got away from this out-and-out blanket defence in Ulster, and teams are still defending deep at times, but the speed in which they're attacking now is opening up the opposition. So you've seen the scoring rate go up hugely yesterday, and some massive scores. You know, there's five unbelievable points in the game, and probably Conor McManus is out in the right there. I doubt if there'll be a better score in the championship this summer.
You can hear more from Brendan Devaney, including his take on Sunday's upcoming Ulster Senior Football Championship quarterfinal between Donegal and Derry, in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Staying with Gaelic games, and Rena Buckley has confirmed her retirement from inter-county action. The Jewel star won 18 All-Ireland titles across two codes in a dazzling career with Cork. Buckley won 11 All-Ireland football titles and 7 with the Camogie side and is still just 31 years old. Over the weekend, Buckley told The Independent she wanted to give more time to the people in her life. Mayo say that Tom Parsons is remaining upbeat after undergoing the first part of two stages of surgery on his injured knee. The midfielder sustained a dislocated knee and suffered serious ligament damage in last week's Connacht quarter-final loss to Galway. Parsons will now undergo further rounds of surgery, specialist visits and rehabilitation, and has conveyed his gratitude for the support he's received. And finally, in racing, a vet who has worked with Willie Mullins for the past decade has been charged with passing on inside information. Tim Brennan is accused of informing his brother about an injury sustained by favourite Faheen prior to his withdrawal from the 2016 Cheltenham Festival. Brennan's brother Michael is accused of using the information to his advantage in the betting market. Mullins is not involved in the case brought by the BHA, and there's no suggestion he or his yard were aware of the Brennan's actions. That's all your sports news here today on Highland Radio. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but for now it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. It's emerged that the HSE has yet to decide on a site for a proposed primary care centre in Newton Cunningham. Earlier this year, Bord Planala reaffirmed a Donegal County Council decision to block the demolition of the castle, a listed building situated on the original proposed site. The HSE were then tasked to find another suitable location for a new primary care centre, but so far such a site has not been identified, but it's understood that final options are being explored. Local councillor Paul Canning says it's important for the area that the project moves quickly.
The HSE and the architects are still, their main focus is still on the castle site, and they're speaking to the Department of Heritage in relation to trying to get that over the line. On other sites within the village of Newton Cunningham or the proximity, they are looking at alternatives just in case the old castle site doesn't be successful. But we're hopeful that the castle site will work, and it's located in the centre of the village, but the HSE and the architect are also looking at alternatives.
I'm sure you are hoping for this stage to speed up as quickly as possible so that the project in turn can move forward.
Very much so. We have to keep going and keep the focus on the primary care centre, because the village of Newton Cunningham, there will be a population increase, so the village of Newton Cunningham needs a primary care centre.
And do you believe that the original proposed site that was hoped to be obtained by the HSE is the most suitable?
Yeah, it is the most suitable insofar as if they don't develop this site, the site then becomes an eyesore that's going to be left forever with no alternative ways of tidying it up, fixing it. It just becomes then a derelict site that nobody wants stuck in the middle of their village.
And over 2,000 tourists descended on Killybegs at the weekend as the biggest cruise ship ever to visit the fishing town docked yesterday. Visitors were met with a range of activities on arrival, including live music, a vintage tea party and an Irish dancing showcase. Buses were also available for shopping trips to Donegal Town and Glenconkill. Describing it as a huge success, local councillor Niamh Kennedy says it was a great learning curve for the arrival of the Queen Elizabeth, which will dock there on July the 20th.
The information office was buzzing all morning. Though it just didn't empty the whole day, and there was just people everywhere. It was really great to see. The rain stayed off as well, which wasn't so bad, so it stayed off until the evening time, and everybody, as I say, had a really enjoyable trip. The captain was very, very nice. I didn't meet the girl from Fintown, unfortunately, the third in command, but I met the captain and the others, and they were thrilled with the welcome that they got and are looking forward to a return.
And it will be so important to keep that momentum going when its sister ship, Queen Elizabeth, will dock there in July.
Correct, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this was the first of this canard line to come into port, which did cause quite a bit of a frenzy around. We were wondering how could we handle the amount of people that was coming in. As I said, it doubled the population of the town and of the area in one day. So it was a great learning curve for all of us, and everybody pulled together. There were volunteers from everywhere coming together to ensure that people had a really, really nice time when they were here, and everybody came out to wave goodbye. It was a really, really lovely day, and I think everybody did themselves really proud.
And for weather now, cloudy this evening with the rain becoming patchier before dying out. Some clear spells will develop tonight with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees and light to moderate north to northeast breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a teenager is recovering following a sectarian assault in Derry over the weekend. Police have launched an investigation into the incident, which they have described as a vicious assault after the 15-year-old was attacked at around 10 past 10 on Saturday night while walking along the Ross Downey Road in the Waterside area. 36 postmasters in Donegal have been offered exit packages, with up to 15 post offices in the county expected to close as a result. The Irish Postmasters Union's annual conference has taken place in Cavan, with 80% of members accepting the deal between AmPost and the IPU, and 370 postmasters nationwide offered exit packages. A Donegal senator is accusing the government of going back on its commitment to the Greencastle Harbour as part of the Ireland 2040 plan. Millions of euros have already been spent on the currently half-finished breakwater at the harbour. And a body has been found during the search for missing student Justine Valdez. Searches were being carried out for the 24-year-old after she was seen being bundled into a car near Enniskerry in County Wicklow. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 21st of May. The death has taken place of Danny McLaughlin, Glasha, Carndonna. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Andrew Strain, East Kilbride, formerly of Falcarra, Donegal. His remains will repose at Heritage Funeral Home, The Village, East Kilbride, on Friday, May 25th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Funeral from the family home on Friday, May 25th, at 5:30, for reception and vigil at St. Leonard's Church, East Kilbride. Requiem Mass will take place on Saturday at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Phillips Hill Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Lily Lafferty, Bun, Glengad, Mallon. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St. Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Carndonna Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Callum Nugent. His remains are reposing at his residence at Upper Carnamugga, Letterkenny. Rosary tonight at 9. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Dunleavy Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m.